Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about being content, taking a look each day about something different the Bible says about the contentment that we ought to live with. A contentment possible because of God, because of His presence, because of the work of His Son, because of our relationship with Him. Not necessarily an easy contentment, but one that ought to be growing on us, in us, and through us. So today we're going to focus in talking and praying about being content with basic needs. Not a popular topic, not even a topic that's as straightforward as it might sound. We tend to define basic needs, well, differently, whether we're talking about our basic needs or the basic needs of someone else. But when we consider the necessities, God gives this instruction in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. He says, "But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." That's difficult. There's so much more that we need. At least that's what we'll say. What we generally mean is there's so much more that we want. There's so much more that everyone else has. There's so much more that would make me comfortable. And we have determined in our mind an entire list of needs. Now, I'm not saying that everything on that list is unimportant. But to consider, if all I had was food and clothing, there are people living like that. You may be one of those. Although if you're hearing this broadcast, you probably have some means of hearing it. But I also want to caution you, caution myself on an understanding that this instruction is about our contentment. It's not a prescription for how we serve and help and love others. When we're eating prime rib, and they're surviving on scraps, there's an imbalance that ought to concern us. Just because there's a contentment with basic needs doesn't mean that we ignore helping beyond that. But we first have to start with ourselves. Because I believe that our generosity towards God, our generosity towards others, will always be lacking until we learn contentment. Jesus says that we ought to pray in a certain manner, and part of that manner is to ask God for our daily bread. He doesn't say, ask God for your daily steak. your daily fancy meals, your daily fast food. Doesn't even say to ask God for your daily coffee. But bread. Basic. Filling. Necessary. And when we learn to be content, we discover that God takes what we do have, and He helps us to understand that when combined with Him, it's enough. Now, again, it doesn't mean that we quit working, that we give up on seeking a better meal, better provisions. But the seeking is done so with a different attitude, an attitude of contentment. And when we learn that if I have nourishment, if I have protection for my body, clothing, I think a roof over our head is nice, but we recognize that if I learn contentment in that, then my ability to help others beyond that ought to increase. It's not about limiting what you have or what anyone else has or what I have. It's about learning contentment at a very basic level so that it grows as we grow. We need that car, that house, that latest phone, that cable subscription, that $5 latte. We need all of these things. At least, that's what we say. And sometimes we get ourselves caught in a trap of our made-up needs and we fail to take care of our real needs. And our real need is God. Our real need is the presence of God's Spirit dwelling within us. Our real need is a Savior. And we learn contentment and when that contentment we talked about yesterday is combined with godliness, we discover again that the world cannot measure because it doesn't understand it. And so we live with contentment. And the contentment produces in us a generosity that many times allows not only us, but others to actually have and to enjoy more than what we really need. And it begins, and it ends, with a contentment with God, as He supplies our basic needs. He supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love gives us those things that we need and beyond that. Your love helps us to understand the basic necessities of life. You give us the air that we breathe. You cause the food that we need to grow. Father, sometimes we grumble and we complain. We're like Your children in the wilderness who got tired of what You provided. They wanted more. They wanted variety. They wanted different. And Father, forgive us for our discontentment when we're not satisfied with what You have supplied. When our needs are defined differently by us than they are by You. Forgive us for those times where we set a different standard for others than we do for ourselves. And Father, help us to grow in this contentment that not only helps us to better understand Your presence in our life, but helps us to serve others in a greater way. Father, may we be careful in evaluating what's really important. That we would learn contentment with food and clothing. Whether it's elaborate food and clothing or whether it's basic food and clothing. But more importantly, that we would learn contentment in being clothed with Christ. God, as we live today, may our contentment grow. May we be satisfied in a way that stuns us, that stuns the world, in a way that the transformation of Your Spirit is evident. And as we live with this level of contentment, may we lift up Jesus in all things, so that He would draw people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.